Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Kanye West has just broken the internet again. He said White Lives Matter. He came out as pro-life. I'm going to break that all down. This is Can't Cancel Rob Smith. What's going on, Problematic? So like the rest of the universe, I sat down and watched the Kanye West Tucker Carlson interview. First of all, there's so many different things that were happening and so many different things to unpack. And I'm going to spend a lot of this episode sort of unpacking them. And maybe I'll do a future episode about why I think Kanye really should run for president. And I really do. I'm not being facetious. I am not joking. I really, really, really do think that he should run. But that's getting the cart before the horse. Back to this conversation between Kanye West and Tucker Carlson that has broken the internet, has got everybody talking because there's so many different things going on. And I'm going to address three of those things this episode. So I'm going to talk about his statement that White Lives Matter, which I think is really something else. I'm going to break that down. I want to talk about Kanye West as a black man coming out as pro-life, which is absolutely huge, coming up against the monsters at Planned Parenthood that have convinced black people and particularly black women that it is healthcare to kill their babies. And we're going to break down the comments that he made about obesity, which I think are very interesting. But first, before we get into all that, I want to play you from the horse's mouth, if you will. This is what he had to say about the whole White Lives Matter t-shirt sort of quote-unquote controversy.
So you said that your father said when he saw the shirt, White Lives Matter, it's great to see a black man stating the obvious. So by which I think you meant that's obviously true.
Yeah, that my favorite response, because I kept on thinking like, you know, people, they're looking for an explanation and people say, well, as an artist, you don't have to give an explanation, but as a leader, you do.
Yes, I think that's right.
So the answer to why I wrote White Lives Matter on a shirt is because they do. It's the obvious thing.
Yeah. Why do you think that's so, and I assume the implication is, of course, all lives matter because they're lives, because God created them.
Yeah.
Why do you think that that would be considered controversial?
Because the same people that have stripped us of our identity and labeled us as a color have told us what it means to be black and the vernacular that we're supposed to have.
Okay, so that is brilliant. There's so much to break down there. First of all, the White Lives Matter shirt. Now, I have a different take on the White Lives Matter shirt than a lot of other people do. I know a lot of other people say, of course, White Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter and Asian Lives Matter and Latino Lives Matter, et cetera, et cetera. But I want you to, I want to point you to an Instagram post that Kanye made immediately after the photo. I believe Candace Owens tweeted out the photo. Immediately after this photo was tweeted out, Kanye West said, BLM was a scam. Now it's over. You're welcome. So I think that, you know, stating the obvious that, you know, if you want to say all lives matter, Black lives matter, Latino lives matter, whatever, I know the leftist argument and I can understand the leftist argument that until they started saying Black Lives Matter, which was, you know, in response to the quote-unquote epidemic of police violence against Black people, which is not really an epidemic at all. The numbers just do not bear it out. But Democrats and liberals do not like numbers and facts. What they like is their emotions. And so when that happened, sort of the knee-jerk immediate response from certain circles is like, okay, well, why are we talking about this? Because white lives matter too, all lives matter too, blah, blah, blah. And so the argument that's coming from the left is that, yeah, obviously, like, white lives matter. That, like, white lives have always mattered. But now, you know, that we're saying Black lives matter, you have to say, oh, white lives matter, et cetera, right? So that's sort of like a base level argument. I think that the deeper thing that's going on here is that by wearing that shirt, he and Candace Owens, and by the way, apparently she has a documentary coming out in a couple of days where she's got the BLM tax filings and she's going to expose it all as the fraud that we all know it to be. But I think it's about ending the scam that is BLM Inc. And when you think back to what happened in this country in 2020, it is almost as if this was the start of what I like to call current thing activism, whereas something will come up out of nowhere and all of a sudden it has the support of the mainstream media, it has support of entertainers, it has support of Hollywood celebrities. It is this thing that everybody is supposed to have to say, and you're not allowed to question this thing. You are not allowed to have any sort of different opinion than whatever the mainstream is telling you. Now, we saw that with the COVID vaccines. We're seeing it now with Ukraine. BLM was the start of this sort of the entire infrastructure getting behind something. And in 2020, it was not popular. It was verboten to criticize Black Lives Matter, to criticize BLM Inc. Now, 2 years later, so many things have come out. BLM raised $90 million that nobody knows where this money is. The co-founder of BLM, Patrice Cullors, has a real estate portfolio to the tune of $5 million. There are so many people that got rich, that got wealthy off of the bodies of dead Black men and women, right? And that's the truth. And the reason that BLM has taken such a hit over the past couple of years is that people are now allowed to speak this truth. In 2020, if you've been listening to me for a long time, Problematics, you know I've shared the story about my best friend in the world literally just cut me off, disowned me, because he didn't like what I had to say about BLM Inc., about Black Lives Matter. Because when you've been in politics for a while and you've been in media for a while, I knew in nonprofits and all that other stuff, I knew exactly what that was at the very beginning, but you are apparently not allowed to voice those opinions if you are Black. And so there's another point that Kanye got to when he said that they have removed sort of the humanity of Black people in this country and made them a color. And so when you strip that humanity and make them a color, right? And when you strip that individuality, there's no other group of people in this country that are just fully expected to just have a hive mind and hive think mentality other than African Americans. And this is something that white liberals do to Black Americans. This is something that Black Americans do to each other. It is not done to any other group of people in this country. It's not done to Latinos. It's not done to Asian Americans. Maybe to a certain extent, it's done to women who apparently maybe they do not toe the leftist line on abortion. And I'm going to get into that in the next segment. They're trying to do it to the alphabets, the LGBTs. And if you've been listening to me or following for a while, you know I'm gay. And it's not working with any of these other groups. And so the reason that the focus is always so much on Black people, so much on controlling our speech, so much on controlling what we think, so much on controlling who we are, so much on making sure that we are excommunicated if we dare speak anything other than what Democrats want us to say, or do anything other than toe the leftist line, is because without the control of Black people in this country, all of the all of that stuff falls apart. And that is why I believe Kanye wore the White Lives Matter sweatshirt. I think he wore it to end BLM Inc. for good. For good. There's nobody out here right now. You know, they're saying that Kanye's crazy. They're saying all this other stuff. But there's nobody out here that's really rioting for BLM Inc. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. And a lot of these people do not realize that there is a difference between paid Black political pundits and paid Black Democrat operatives. There is a huge disconnect between these people and your average Black American, right? I went to my cousin's wedding a couple weeks ago. Everybody knows I'm Republican. Everybody knows I voted for Trump. Everybody knows that I do Fox News. Do you think anybody in my family or anybody at that wedding cared? No. No. But the point for all of these people is why they come so hard on Kanye is because they know that with that amount of massive cultural influence that he has, I could do Fox News hits for 200 years and not have that amount of influence. They realize the influence that he has on the culture, and they want to shut it down. And that is what that's all about. That's what I think the whole White Lives Matter thing is all about. I think that it's operating on a level deeper than just, oh, okay, you know, White Lives Matter because all lives matter and all that other stuff. I think that it's a little bit deeper than that. And I think that that is the reason why he wore that shirt. All right, coming up, Kanye came out as pro-life and dropped a bomb on the perception of Planned Parenthood, which I think is so fundamentally fascinating. And I'm going to get into that after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, Problematics, we're back. One of the fundamental things about part one of that Tucker interview, because we're just talking about part one here, there's going to be a two-part episode. I'm going to break down the other stuff probably in the next episode. But one of the most interesting things is Kanye West coming out as somebody that is pro-life. And I think that that is absolutely fascinating. And I want you to listen to this clip of Kanye talking about, you know, why he's pro-life and what he thinks about that.
The lanyard's still on from it, and there's a photograph on it. What is that?
It's a photograph of a baby's ultrasound.
Why is that? And that you designed that?
Yes.
Why? What does that mean?
It just represents life. I'm pro-life.
Boy, so you wear it on a badge. What kind of response do you get? And good, amen, I agree.
I don't care about people's responses. I care about the fact that there's more black babies being aborted than born in New York City at this point. That 50% of black death in America is abortion. So I really don't care about people's responses. I perform for an audience of one, and that's God.
Woo! That's deep. Let's say it one more time. I perform for an audience of one, and that's God. That's profound. And so let's talk about this. Let's talk about how the biggest rapper, not even the biggest rapper, one of the biggest cultural icons that America has just said that he is pro-life, just said that he does not believe in abortion. And so let me tell you guys something. That every time I say this, I've literally said this. I had a date with some awful liberal a couple months ago. And when he found out I was a Fox News commentator, he wanted to turn our date into some political debate. Fine, whatever. I brought this up, the Planned Parenthood thing, I brought this up, and this is what he did not know. This is what a lot of people do not know, is that Planned Parenthood was started by a white supremacist named Margaret Sanger, okay? This woman, and you can Google this right now. I'm doing, like, I'm, you know, Problematic's listening to me. I'm also live on Facebook as I record this. Anybody that's watching me right now, listening to this, Google Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. This woman was a racist. This woman was a white supremacist. And this woman was a eugenicist who wanted to, and I quote, exterminate the black population like weeds. A lot of people do not know this. The reason that people do not know this is because this history has been hidden from you. And Margaret Sanger is probably, if Margaret Sanger could see what Planned Parenthood has turned into in 2022, with the amount of black babies that are aborted in America, she would probably be very glad that she has found well-meaning, quote-unquote, progressive liberals to do their work. These people have convinced black people that killing their babies is the answer. These people have convinced black women that abortion is healthcare. And they know, and this is what left and Democrats do, they go right to the entertainment industry. And they go right to these people that are singers, actors, athletes, entertainers, etc., particularly black women. Particularly if you want to name out any black celebrity from Megan Thee Stallion, Kerry Washington, all of these people are used to promote the Planned Parenthood abortion agenda to women, but specifically to black women. And I think that of all the things that he said in this interview, like the BLM stuff is one thing, and the White Lives Matter and all that stuff is one thing. But the thing that presents, I think, the biggest threat to the agenda is these words about abortion. And now a lot of people are going to be Googling this stuff. Like, he didn't say Planned Parenthood was started by white supremacists, et cetera, et cetera. That's out there. Like I said, Google it. Google it. I did not realize this until maybe 3-4 years ago. And I'm pretty sure I was either watching some interview with Candace Owens or listening to Candace Owens. And she said that. And I was like, this is blowing my mind. This was like, this can't be true. I need to go Google this. I need to do my own research. It is absolutely, folks, 100% true. All of these things about Planned Parenthood being started by white supremacists. And as this has sort of evolved through the years, number one, it's become basically a Democrat super PAC. They, you know, get so much money from taxpayers. They get so much money from insurers, all of that other stuff. And that stuff gets funneled right back to the Democrat Party. I fundamentally believe that my taxpayer dollars should not be going towards abortion. And Planned Parenthood tries to pretend as if they do other things, that they do mammograms, that they do this and they do that. No, Planned Parenthood, upwards of 80% of what they do is abortions. Oh, and by the way, now they're getting into the whole hormones for trans people. Like, they're getting into that whole racket because, again, lots of money out there for it. in the big pharma industrial complex, right? And I do believe that the people that are used to spread the pro-abortion message to Black people, I really do believe that they think that they're doing Black people a favor. They have done this community absolutely zero favors. The Black community is 12% of the population of this country. It is never going to get above 12% because, number one, abortion is such a huge thing. It is ingrained in the culture. They have Democrats and the left, and this ideology and this agenda has destroyed the community. It's destroyed it. Okay, has destroyed the family, has destroyed millions of babies at this point, has gotten the Black community to where we're only going to be a certain segment of the population. And when I talk about that, you have to realize that Black people right now are probably about, I would say, 20 years away from realizing that Democrats are done with them. They don't realize it yet. Because they're still invited to the party, right? They're still, when Biden's running for president, when Kamala's running for president, et cetera, et cetera, they're still pandered to, okay, by Democrats. Democrats are done with Black people. They are not, Black people are not useful to Democrats anymore. They have so thoroughly destroyed this community by telling us to kill our babies, by getting us hooked on welfare and government dependency, by removing fathers from the home, by incentivizing, by the way, the removal of fathers from the home, that agenda is complete when it comes to Democrats and Black people. It's done. And it's very powerful that Kanye brought up this sort of pro-life message. And of all the things that he's going to get blowback for, what really, really irritates people, okay, and why they're really bothered by this, is the pro-life message. He can say all the stuff about Kim Kardashian and the Clintons. He can say about the vax stuff. He can say White Lives Matter, all of that stuff. But this pro-life message, this anti-abortion message, is 120% against the agenda that they want for Black Americans. So they're going to come after him hardcore about that. And I think it's just very interesting that never before in society, and you guys, I am telling you, this seems, because we're in an era right now where it seems like everything happened so quickly, everything happened so fast, and it may seem like we have seen this before. We have not seen this before. We have not seen a Black entertainer with this much cultural power talking about the evils of Planned Parenthood and the evils of abortion, and saying that he is pro-life. We have not seen this before. So we are literally in uncharted territory. And the forces that have been trying to destroy Kanye West for a long time are really going to start coming for him now. Because they do not want that agenda stopped. Because it has been so successful for them in terms of the control that they want over the Black community. Now, Kanye West made some other comments about obesity, and I want to talk about that after the break.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Problematics. We are talking Kanye. So, Kanye also made some very, very interesting comments. I don't have a clip of this one, but he said, and I am paraphrasing, and if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, I did a video on this. Follow me Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Rob Smith Online. Follow. He basically said that people like Lizzo, celebrities like Lizzo, are used to glorify obesity. They used to glorify obesity, among women in general, but particularly among Black women. So let's talk about that. And let's talk about the fact that he is absolutely right. And before I get into this, and before I preface this, let me say that I personally enjoy Lizzo as a musician, as a music artist. I think that her music is good. She is seriously talented. Very, very, very talented. Beautiful singer, plays instruments, all this other stuff. Lizzo is obese. Lizzo has gotten even fatter every year that she's been famous. It's really funny when people start getting a little fame and start getting a little money, you say, you know, they've been eating well, because she's been eating very well, okay? She's got even bigger since, you know, before she was famous. And so this is somebody that is very much used to sort of glorify an obese body type, okay? Black women and Black people in general, but particularly Black women, are more susceptible to obesity than any other race. And that stuff, that goes back a very long way. It goes back to our eating habits. It goes back, and I mean, honestly, to tell you the truth, that stuff is some of it is genetic and biological. If you go back to slavery, you know, the slaves ate whatever was left, and we're eating things like pig's feet and all that other stuff. And so the culture, the Black culture, in terms of our food, is to eat just heavy food, fried foods, no vegetables, not to really be into physical fitness. So now there's this idea that when somebody's heavy or obese or overweight, oh, they're just thick and blah, blah, blah. And then there's this weird messaging going on nowadays that women can be quote unquote healthy at any size, which is a joke. You cannot be healthy at any size. An obese person is not healthy. I don't want to see a 350-pound woman stuffed into some leotard and doing a yoga pose for, you know, the 3 seconds that she can hold it so they can snap the photo and tell me that this is something that is aspirational, or tell me that this is something that is acceptable, because it is just not. And I'm not saying that everybody has to walk around looking like Bella Hadid, okay? But what I am saying is that it behooves people to pay attention to their physical fitness. And a lot of this imagery, and this is what Kanye was getting at, a lot of this imagery is directed at Black women. Like, are you guys getting a theme here? Like, are you sensing a theme? Are you sensing this recurring theme that there's a lot of things that are specifically sort of focused on Black women when it comes to leftism? If you want to talk about the abortion stuff, if you want to talk about the obesity stuff, if you want to talk about just all of this stuff. In Democrats and left right now, they have a Black man problem that I don't think that they know why they have it, because in their minds, they're always surrounded by like these cucked out Black male liberals that toe the line and that just say no matter what, like these people are barely men, and there are a few of them that are stereotypically masculine in any way, shape, or fashion, because they know that they'll be canceled or whatever. So it's like these cucked out men, a lot of them are gay, a lot of these Black liberals are gay, a lot of them are very effeminate straight men. A lot of these Black male liberals, by the way, are heavy. Roland Martin is fat. He is obese. This is not somebody that is any kind of a role model. He can't even take care of himself. Who is he to take care of, to tell anybody else about something? So there's a theme around the Black men that they use to sort of represent the left's agenda. And that's why they have a Black man problem, because the average Black man that votes that is an entrepreneur, that is just a working class dude, because Democrats have problems with working class again, is looking at these men and saying, this person does not represent me. But anyway, like I said, they've lost black men. So all of their messaging is focused on black women and this obesity thing. So Lizzo is somebody who is celebrated for being obese, okay? This is somebody that is celebrated for, she just won an Emmy for a reality show called Watch Out for the Big Girls. It's a fat girl dancing competition that she put on Amazon Prime. They gave her an Emmy. You will be rewarded for pushing the agenda that it is okay for black women to be fat and lazy and complacent, because fat, lazy, and complacent is what Democrats need. It is their life force. It is the left's life force for you to be fat, lazy, and complacent. Okay? And so that's a little bit of what Kanye was getting at when he talked about, you know, this idea that Lizzo is obese, and the idea that obesity is being pushed, and the idea that obesity, you know, is demonic, and all of that stuff. And he also said another thing, and he said, you know, whether you're into it or not, you know, that's another thing. Whether it's fashion or not is another thing, because he was like, it is not high fashion. Obesity is not and will never be fashion or high fashion. It will never be high fashion. Never. Calvin Klein put those awful ads of the fat people in the Calvin Klein underwear. Like, who wants to see that? Nobody wanted to see that. So those billboards were up and down. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to see it. Okay? The weirdos and freaks that spend a lot of their time on Twitter, you know, wallowing around in their victimhood, wallowing around in whatever, have convinced people that this is what the average normal person wants to see, and it is fundamentally not. Okay? And so Lizzo is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the ways in which the message of obesity is pushed. Like I said, not just to black women, but it is explicitly sort of directed at them. Because Democrats need, I'm telling you, Democrats need black women. They need them to be lazy, heavy, overweight, and complacent. And they will use somebody like Lizzo to push that agenda. And that is what Kanye was getting at. You are not going to be able to control somebody that is in control of their physical fitness. Number one, because, and I've done this, I've done, you know, podcasts, and I've done stuff about physical fitness before. Number one, because when you have control of your body, you have control of your life. You're not going to be able to control somebody that is strong, that is physically strong, that works out on a daily or even every other day basis. You're not going to be able to control somebody who has control of what they put into their mouths. Okay? But if you convince people that it is okay to walk around and be, and I'm not talking 10 or even 20 extra pounds. I am talking an obesity rate to where we're talking, you know, people are running around here and they need to lose 50 and 60 pounds. And I'm living in New York City right now for the fall, and I walk around and I see it all the time. I see the heaviest people that I've ever seen. And you know, if you've been listening for a while, you know, I lived in St. Petersburg, Florida for a couple of years. I never saw anybody this heavy living in St. Petersburg, Florida, as I see on a daily basis walking around New York City, which is, of course, makes sense because this is one of the communist and socialist strongholds of this country. So, of course, they've sucked all of this stuff down. You know, they've internalized this idea that all they have to do is put on some leggings and some shirt and just walk around looking disgusting and that it's going to be okay. And it's just not. And this is not fat shaming. This is not hating obese people or anything like that. I have been 30 to 40 pounds heavier than I am right now. And I lost the weight. And I made it happen. Okay? So that agenda, this stuff that he's talking about, the Lizzo stuff, it's really deep. Because the normalization and glorification of obesity, it's just another thing that is used by these people to control you. And that is what Kanye West was getting at. And I think of all the things that he said, that to me is one of the most profound, because it's one of the things that we can all control. We can all control what we put in and out of our mouths. We can all control our physical fitness, okay? Healthy at any size is a lie created by the left in order to make you fat, lazy, and complacent. And that's all I got to say on that. All right, Problematics, thank you so much for listening. As always, you can listen to Can't Cancel Rob Smith every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday on iHeart Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can always follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Rob Smith Online. Thank you all so much for listening, and I'll see you next episode.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.